no matter what they are in this world, whether they are a tiger, a lion, a wolf, a boar, a worm, a moth, a gnat, a mosquito, they all merge into that reality. That finest essence here is the self of the whole world. That is reality. That is the self. And that art thou, Shweta Ketu. This phrase is considered one of the greatest phrases of the Upanishadic literature and in some ways one of the foundational phrases of Indian civilization. Whatever that reality is that is out there outside yourself, out of which the whole world comes, whatever that reality is, that is you. That art thou, Shweta Ketu. This is a positive assertion of the doctrine of Upanishadic monism, a way of sewing together the pieces of the world in a positive way. But of course, if all is one and there is no duality, then in some ways it makes more sense to speak about this monistic concept in a negative way by denying distinctions, by saying if you see a distinction in the world, you should know that that's not the way to speak about the unity of Brahman. So an important expression of Upanishadic monism, equally important really as the one I've just mentioned, is found in an Upanishad called the Brihadaranyaka. About this self, it says, it's one of the greatest Upanishadic sages speaking, about this self, one can only say that it is not this, it is not that. If you've identified it as being anything in particular, you've mistaken the unity that this text is attempting to convey. The goal of the Upanishads, as was true also with the goal of that Vedic hymn that I mentioned a few minutes ago, is to know this reality, to know it. Not to trust it, to have faith in it, not to be emotionally connected to it, not to love it, not to do any of those other things that are sometimes spoken of as being so important in religion. What you need to do in this tradition is to know that reality and embody it somehow in yourself, to know that connection to ultimate reality. Now, the Buddha, of course, inherited this traditional Indian quest for knowledge. This is what he was trying to do when he renounced his life in the palace and set out on the road in northern India to achieve his awakening. This quest for knowledge has three basic characteristics that are as important in Buddhism as they are in the classical tradition of the Upanishads. The first is to bring unity to all of the different areas of life. In the Upanishads, this involved external reality, the self, and the world of ritual that mediates between these two. That quest for unity is present in Buddhism as well. Another characteristic of this quest for knowledge is that it is not merely intellectual. It's not really the kind of knowledge that you convey by writing something down on a blackboard, no matter how energetic or how imaginative you are in making the connection between all of these different things. It doesn't just change the way a person thinks or a person acts. It changes the kind of person they are. It changes their very identity. As it says in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, if a person knows I am Brahman, if you know you are Brahman, in this way you can become the whole world. So it changes the way you live in the world. Finally, this is the last of the three characteristics. This knowledge has to do with overcoming the power of death. That's not obvious from the passages that I've just spoken of, but it's clear in other passages of the Upanishads that we could explore together, particularly in an Upanishad known as the Katha Upanishad, where a young Vedic scholar by the name of Nachiketas is consigned to the Lord of Death. He goes to visit death, and death isn't home. Exactly why is unclear, but he isn't home, and Nachiketos has to wait 3 days for Yama, the Lord of Death, to come and greet him. Yama is embarrassed by this. This boy has been waiting, so he gives him three boons, three choices that Nachiketos can choose to be granted. One is to be greeted warmly by death when he arrives at his own death. Another is to live among the gods. The third and the most difficult is to know the secret of himself, to know what he is. And Yama at first tries to avoid having to speak this to him, and then he tells him the nature of himself. This knowledge about the nature of the self gives Nachiketas power over death. And it's this power that the Buddha himself was seeking when he renounced his palace and went out on the roads of northern India.